Dave Moore
on Today FM.
It's great to meet you. I've been a fan for a long time. I'm excited to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
I was just thinking back to when the last time I saw you was, did you Independence in like 2018 possibly? A big festival in Cork?
Yeah.
I think that was the last episode. And you played bass, which I've always thought is very cool. I'm a guitar player and a bass player, and
bass is cool.
It's so cool.
It's the coolest instrument.
I think it is the coolest instrument.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the banjo is up there as well. There's something about the banjo. When people play the banjo, I'm like, oh, cool.
Although somebody, can you remember who told me the banjo joke? Anyway, it was somebody really famous in a movie interview told me a banjo joke. And the banjo joke was, what's wrong with a banjo with five strings? It has five strings too many. Shannon can remember.
Your man that plays Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah.
Odenkirk told me that joke, which I then told Steve Martin, famous banjo player.
Yep.
Steve thought it was about as funny as you did, which is not very funny, but I guess. So do you play the banjo or just love the banjo?
No, I'm a big fan of Lisa Kenny.
Okay, yes.
And she plays the harp, but the banjo. And when she gets that banjo, I'm like, girl, play that banjo!
The bass is so cool, though. Like,
The bass makes you feel cool when you play it.
So cool.
You feel strong and big because it's big and heavy,
so
and you're like,
wumpy. Particularly on stage as well.
Yeah.
I do a thing where I have headphones and they plug in and I can hear the bass, and obviously it's just quiet in the room.
Yeah.
But my wife says that, like, when I'm about 10 minutes into playing whatever song I'm playing, that she thinks I'm asleep because my breathing is so slow.
Really?
My eyes are closed, and because I'm just trying not to disturb her while she's watching, whenever she's watching, I'm just sitting in the corner, my eyes are closed, and I'm practically asleep.
It's so meditative.
Yeah,
oh, it gets
love
me
it.
Going. I'm like,
oh, you want the
route,
rumble.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of live, speaking of playing the bass, will you be doing that in Galway in the Arts Festival in July?
I might be.
You might.
I'll be playing. I mean, I'll be playing some new music.
Okay. That's exciting.
Which I'm very excited about. Obviously, Famine, which came out recently.
Sorry, can I just, we talk about that for a second? Because it's a Sinead O'Connor song, which I'm sure most people will know. It's iconic. Yes. And it is spoken word, rap, like incredible performance from Sinead. There's something really powerful about hearing it in an English accent. And no, genuinely, like, and I'll play a bit of it now for everyone to just get a listen to this, because I think this is incredible. This is Kate Nash's version of Famine.
Okay, I want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All the other food, meat, fish, vegetables were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while Irish people starved.
Like, it's such an incredible song, but your version, I think, it almost feels, I don't know, it feels like it's ringing truer more, if that's possible, because of the fact that, although you are very much Irish in lots of ways, which
I'm
we'll
so
discuss.
Nervous to say
no, please don't say
like
everything.
Sinead is the,
no, I know
the
Sinead
Lord.
Is the Lord. She is.
But it, you know what I think it is like at the moment, and the reason I covered the song is because obviously it's like, I felt it was very audacious to cover it. I was like, this has to be done with so much respect and thoughtfulness. And but it feels so relevant to today. But yeah, I felt like it was pretty audacious to cover Sinead's song. But in the spirit of Irish traditional music, like, there's a lot of covering songs and sharing education. And I wanted to honour her words that, like, if there is ever going to be healing, there has to be remembering then grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. And if you share that music, and the more people that cover it, the more people that share the message, the more people that get the education. So it's like, really props to her for like giving that to me so many people.
Yeah, that's such an eye-opening way of looking at it. And I think, if you go back to traditional music for a second, I mean, often in the most oppressed times for us, the music was a way of transferring language and stories and history and education because we weren't allowed to do it in a more formal manner.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the music played such a role. And it's really interesting that you will find in yourself now that the easiest, the most powerful way to get your opinions across is through your art, you know, which could be flippant and could be not, you could just be writing pop songs and that could all be fine. But you choose then to find a channel for trying to understand yourself and where you've come from, and then put that into music and let that music, let the song, the bring the education to the people who will listen to it.
And I think, you know, where I'm at in my life, I've had so many experiences now over the past 20 years of my career, and I'm able to approach songwriting from a different place, which at first I thought was less personal, because I was like, you know, I've written for characters, I've written on a musical, I've played characters, I've done all this other stuff. I've had the albums where I feel like, if I don't record this, I'm going to die.
Okay, right.
Like, I've had those outbursts.
The burning.
Yeah. And now it's not that. and this record that I'm working on at the moment has taken 10 years to make. So I've had to have a lot of patience to get here. Sometimes I didn't want to have patience. Sometimes I was very frustrated.
Tell me about that. Why is this particular one? Is it just because you know it's not finished?
It's because it was because of the fairies.
Right.
Because they were like, you're not ready to make it. Okay. And I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't. So at times in the past, I was like, I'm so annoyed. I can't finish this. Like all these different circumstances meant I couldn't get to it.
Right.
And then that, and then it just started to happen. And I was like, and now I'm in, I have the right brain and history to approach this. And so, yeah, like I say, at first I thought it was less personal because I wanted it to be political. I wanted to talk about what's happening in the world today. I wanted to talk about what's happening for me, for women, like, but then also I'm writing about my family and my history and where I'm from, and so it actually became one of the most personal records.
So you aimed macro and got completely micro.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it means so much to me, and it's just changed my whole approach to music, to be honest.
Wow.
But reconnecting with that root of my first instrument was the tin whistle. You know, I was thrown in with a bunch of other, all the Irish kids in St. John Fisher Catholic School in North Harrow.
Okay.
Mrs. Curran took us all and was like, you're going to learn the tin whistle. And bless my parents for putting up with us practicing.
Oh, it is the worst instrument in the world to be practicing in the house. My kids still do it. That and the recorder, those two. It's like, oh God, please play the piano.
Yeah, yeah. and like something so natural about coming back to that, I found like these melodies were really easy to come to, like working within this musical sort of framework felt really like being at home because I grew up on all this music.
Yeah, of course.
But I never like took it in, but it's in me.
Yeah.
And it's in my history, it's in my family, it's in my story, and it just feels amazing to connect with that. It's like a real like
feeling,
and like
it's
vibrating, which is Irish music, like the culture, like of sitting in a pub and music being there and people being in flow state, but it just being like your granddad or your uncle or an 8-year-old in a puffer jacket on the accordion who's the best accordion player you've ever seen in your life who's just like, oh, I want to go home. But this incredible like connection that you get from playing music, which I know from my career, and I'm like, oh my God, so many more sort of everyday people get to have that here because music is so everywhere and it's like embedded in just the fabric of society in a way that we don't have that in England. And it's just such a gift. And
we maybe take for granted sometimes as well. Yeah, but we are really fortunate to have that.
It's high vibrational stuff and it's actually healing. It's
love
healing.
It. I've got Kate Nash here. We're talking everything, talking about Irish music, the connection that Kate has with Amelie being Irish. Speaking of all of that, you coming to Ireland, does it feel like coming home sometimes? You know, does it feel like, as you talk about these vibrations, that when you touch down here, this is the soil that
it does,
makes you feel that way?
It does now. I've been here a lot over the past few years, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up coming here on summer holidays and I was stuck in the back of a car, being driven around, getting car sick and then like playing in the fields with my cousins. But I really remember this feeling of feeling like I need almost like a pilgrimage to go as an adult and drive myself.
Okay.
I want to be in the driver's
seat.
I want to decide where we're going to go.
And you done that?
Yeah, I've done it a lot.
Okay,
and I travelled around like the Wild Atlantic Way and on the West Coast. And my mom, you know, my granny and granddad were from Athenry, Galway, Lisshin Kyle area. And so I've done a lot of travelling about, and I drive over to Spiddle quite a lot because I ended up recording in Charlie Lennon's studio, Coen Studios.
Wow.
And that feels like home to me there. And I'm like, I can kind of see myself ending up there at some point.
Just about to say, is there a time that you might have a little cottage in the West?
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Because it's like, there's just a real rooted feeling. And and I've got so much community now here, you know, and I have reconnected, and I've got my own community now. I've got my family history, but now I've got my
own people.
And that's really important, I think, to find your own people, isn't it? That my family aren't my own people.
No, but...
Especially
on your
within
terms.
Music and like finding people to connect with in terms of what I do. And I wish my granny was here to see and hear this. She never got to see me live.
Really?
But she was the proudest. I mean, even of just me and my sisters at school, she was so proud of us.
Amazing.
She was so proud. She would be, I've thought about it when I was in like, you know, Parliament in December and I sat in on the Good Friday Agreement Committee.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would my grandparents think of this?
Think of you sitting there, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, you know.
It is amazing. Your show will be amazing in the Galway International Arts Festival. So you're the Heineken Big Top on the 22nd of July.
Yeah.
High summer in Ireland, so guaranteed rain in Galway.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know it. It's going to be beautiful. But you're here now. Are you able to give us any insight as to what's going on now? Because you're not just here to talk to me. There's lots going on with Kate Nash at the moment in Ireland. Can you give me something?
There's lots going on.
Come on. Give us a little bit.
Well, I might be shooting some videos for something.
Okay, for something.
Yeah, for some music.
Which we might see soon.
Might. see it soon. Soon, right.
I like her secrecy here.
So. Maybe when I come back for the for some stuff over the summer, we'll have another chat.
Okay, that sounds exciting. I would like that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Kate Nash, we look forward to seeing you in the Galway International Arts Festival, 22nd of July. Thanks so much for taking the time for coming in and having
a
chat.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Dave Moore on Today FM.